Collard will stand the zero weather, but cabbage, a regular Wakefield cabbage, won't stand that much. And it was so dry this fall, mine didn't get headed. But I guess some of those we had last year weighed 10 pounds.
You had some big ones.
I carried some onto the bank, and the harvest day, we had a big show.
Mm-hmm.
I had Savoy cabbage and the late flat Dutch. That's big. The president of the bank came around and he put his eye on that Savoy, and I told him, I said, you and it is that big, hard head, crinkly cabbage. I said, now you and what's it called, boy?
Mac.
You and Mac take that back in there and divide it, and you take half off and give Mac. Mac is the cashier and the president. And so I just gave it to him.
I don't think I've ever heard of one that big. It's amazing.
So
you say now you did have corn, right?
Yes, ma'am.
What did you call the outside of the corn?
You mean the chuck?
Mm-hmm.
Chuck.
What about if you were going to serve corn from the cob, what kind of corn did you call it?
Corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob?
Uh-huh.
That used to be my good to eat when I had tea, but these have sobo tea.
Makes it a little harder, I guess. What was the top of the corn stalk called?
Hassle.
And the part on the ear of it was called what?
Shuck.
Oh, that was a shuck. Oh, I see.
Then on the end, when it's green, you'd have like hair stick out about that long. They're white or red. They're white first, I guess, and then they turn red, and then they turn brown when it's gotten cured.
What was that?
Silk.
Silk. Mm-hmm. Did you ever raise pumpkins and things?
Oh, yes.
I guess your sons like to carve those.
We got a neighbor one down here. Yeah, got one now. Weighs 129 pounds.
Just one?
And he carried it to the fire, and he's getting pretty old, and he didn't have nobody to help him lift around, and he looked around in there, and there's a man that had one in there weighed 150 pounds.
Oh my God.
And he just said,
I'm
not going to unload mine. He had to go and get somebody to help him.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that dropped this one at home lived by my wife's brother down there. And I said, I want four seed. They brought her a great big piece of that pumpkin. I said, I want four seed. And she brought them. I've got them out there. I want to plant me one here next year.
And see what you come up with.
It's kashaw. We used to grow lots of kashaws. That's similar to a gourd.
But you split those open and quarter them while you want to, and put them in a pan, put them in stove and bake them,
mm-hmm.
put butter and sugar in there, and then just scoop them out of the shell and eat them.
What types of melons did you have?
Watermelons and cantaloupes.
Mm-hmm. Were there any different varieties of watermelons? Or?
Oh, there are a lot of varieties.
We Congo's what we grow.
Mm-hmm.
And we, when we can, we get the hail cantaloupe. We used to, what were we used to, wouldn't have? But hail is put out by Auburn down here. And we use a homestead tomatoes. Auburn put them out, and they put out Atkinson. And Coast County ate it, sent seed out here, and we raised them. But they're good tomatoes, but they won't keep.
Mm.
This homestead will keep.